This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Let's add yet another fresh comparison to the Great Depression.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Bill Radke. We've all heard the comparisons between the recent meltdown and the Great Depression in the worst possible way. Now the flip side. The pundits are predicting the most sweeping rewrite of financial rules since, well, you know, Republicans have agreed to let the debate proceed after Democrats made a handful of concessions. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us live now from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Bob.
And why have the Republicans decided to stop the stalling?
Well, it's pretty simple. Democrats compromised. They dropped plans for a $50 billion fund that would be used to dismantle large financial firms that were failing. Now, the money for that fund would have come from a fee on banks. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans plan many more changes to the bill.
The majority leader has indicated we'll have an open amendment process and plenty of opportunities to treat this like the serious, comprehensive bill that it is. We have many amendments that we intend to offer.
Now, Bob, there was a more immediate reason for the Republicans to end their filibuster. Reuters says an agreement between the two sides was announced last night just minutes after an aide said cots would be set up for senators to sleep on so they could have an all-night session.
Okay, so the debate is now happening. When does it start, and how long do you think it's going to last?
Well, the debate is scheduled to kick off around lunchtime here in Washington today, so everybody got to sleep in a little bit. It's expected to last for about 2 weeks, and that's because both sides are going to introduce lots of amendments, and Republicans could threaten to filibuster those amendments as they're proposed.
Now, I've seen reports that the Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd is still negotiating with Republicans on a bipartisan deal. What are they talking about?
Well, one big thing they still disagree on is a consumer protection bureau that the bill would create. And as it is, as it is now, the bureau would be inside the Federal Reserve. Democrats had wanted a standalone agency, and Republicans are worried that the proposed bureau would be too far-reaching.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington, thank you.
You're welcome.
A mixed day on global stock markets. Shares fell in both Hong Kong and Shanghai, and trading is cautious at this hour on the major European markets. London's FTSE is up 0.33%. Frankfurt's DAX is 0.25% higher. The CAC 40 in Paris has advanced 0.5%. The Dow will be looking to build on a gain of 0.5% yesterday. The airlines have to keep a new schedule starting today. Leave passengers waiting on the tarmac for more than 3 hours, and they'll be fined more than $25,000 a passenger. The regulations meant to prevent situations like Valentine's Day 2007 when JetBlue kept some passengers cooped up for more than 10 hours. But as Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us, some aviation experts are cautioning the rules more than a little misguided.
It doesn't matter if the problem's the weather, a mechanical issue, or just plain old delays. If passengers are stuck on a plane for more than 2 hours, the airline has to provide food and drinks. And if the delay's longer than 3 hours, the airline has to let passengers off the plane. This is all meant to protect the passengers. But Roger King, an airline analyst at Credit Suisse, says it's an absurd solution because airlines would rather cancel flights than risk the fine. And he says cancellations are where the hassles really start.
Anytime a flight's canceled, not only does it screw up people trying to get booked on other flights that are all pretty much filled up, but wherever the plane's headed, it affects their flights too.
He says marathon delays like the ones that prompted this rule are actually pretty uncommon. They just generate a lot of chatter and bad publicity. He says a smarter solution would be a way for airplanes to jump back into the takeoff queue once the problem that was causing the delay cleared up. Mike Boyd runs an airline consulting business in Colorado. He says the rule is the government's cheap answer to a much bigger problem. The air traffic control system is inadequate.
We have an air traffic control system that cannot handle weather as well as it should because it's out of date. Therefore, if you have a line of thunderstorms, airplanes can't go through it because we don't have the equipment to do it. and airplanes will divert or just be late.
Both he and King say claims this rule could push pilots to cut corners on safety are patently ridiculous, but that passengers could start seeing the effect of skittish airlines almost immediately. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard. Vanguarding is an investment philosophy designed to help individuals reach their financial goals. Vanguard.com.
Time to go back to school. Actually, graduate school. A report out today says more jobs will require an advanced degree in the future. The study is from the Council of Graduate Schools and Educational Testing Service. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
The report says by the end of the decade, nearly 20% more jobs will require a master's or Ph.D. David Payne of Educational Testing Service says deliver those degrees or the economy will stagnate.
While it used to be that there were lots of career opportunities for people with high school education or with bachelor's degrees, we're seeing that in order to contribute to this knowledge-based economy, students really do need to get advanced training.
But the report says graduation rates are low for PhDs and few minority students go beyond an undergraduate education. More government funding of students and university programs would help, says Payne. Otherwise, the U.S. will fall behind.
In countries such as China and India and the EU, governments are putting significant amounts of money and resources into beefing up and bolstering their graduate and research enterprises.
The report says businesses also have a role to play by offering more internships and training opportunities. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
More trouble for Toyota. This time it's recalling 50,000 Sequoia SUVs made in 2003 to fix software in the vehicle stability system that could cause sluggish acceleration. Then there's that problem the Toyota Prius has with acceleration. No, it's not what you're thinking. The problem I'm talking about is the Prius that couldn't accelerate fast enough yesterday to outrun a small plane as it came down on a road next to the airport in Boulder, Colorado. The driver of the car says he hit the gas when he saw the Beechcraft Bonanza coming at him in the rearview mirror. But acceleration isn't one of the hybrid's strong points, and the plane plowed into the back of the Prius. Everyone walked away, but the driver was left to lament that he might have been able to get out of the way if only he'd had a sports car. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.